Have I got you?
Hear you through
Don't hear a
this time.
signal.
I
I don't
can't
have a.
hear
Can't
you.
hear you?
Me fix this. Hold on.
One, two, three.
Wait. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I had on different earphones and then I realized, oh my gosh. So I had to change real quick. Because
Morning.
good morning. One of them is just the one ear, right? And then the other one is two ears. And so when I listen to like music and things like that, I like it in both ears.
I have a disproportionate ability between my ears. My right ear, for some reason, doesn't do as well as my left ear. So I play in my left ear most of the time. Like right now, you're in my left ear. Because and it, what happens is if you get used to a voice, the frequency, this the sine wave, whatever it is, in whatever ear, because we're just listening to sine waves. So if I move you from my left ear to my right ear, it's not you anymore, it's another voice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never even thought about putting it in my left ear. Is it interchangeable then? I guess so,
Sure.
huh? Yeah,
Just
okay.
just spin them around and
Yeah.
second them up for one ear, any whatever you want.
Maybe I'll try that. But speaking of voice, it's so powerful. When I hear people, like for example, we get used to texting, right? And we're texting people and people that we don't talk to a lot, but we have conversation with. So last night I was talking to somebody and then he left me a voicemail and I was like, whoa.
Oh,
It just hit me,
you were talking or texting? You were texting.
texting
Texting.
at first, and
Yeah.
then he left me a voicemail and I heard his voice and I was just kind of taken back, like it was just, I don't know. It's very powerful what a voice can do. I hadn't talked to him in quite a while. We've kept in touch, over the years, but I haven't actually heard his voice in a while. And it seems like his voice has aged.
Well, probably has. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I listen to recordings of myself
Yeah.
from, a few years ago. Don't even recognize me.
Really?
I mean, I do, but not really. Yeah, no, I'm completely different. I mean, every
Wow.
sense I, well, it, you know, I mean, I jumped off a cliff when it comes to stuff like that, And I've been trying to claw it back ever since. But what I started when they started shooting me up with steroids,
Yeah.
and
Oh.
what of that stuff. And what it does, what it did to me is it hardened up my vocal cords. So now they don't vibrate the way they should.
Oh.
And then modifies the frequency. My brain is fine. I haven't. But my vocal cords don't work the way they should. And there's an operation available. I can get an operation. I can have my vocal cords replaced. And I thought, damn, that just sounds really nasty. I don't think I want to do
No.
that.
My goodness, it's just another reason to cut you open. No.
Yeah,
God.
we're getting tired of that, aren't we? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
No, the answer is no. You
okay.
sound good. You sound wonderful. So pretty excited right now. Do you know what volare means?
Volare?
Yeah. Volare, like
Yeah,
that,
so
the song.
yeah, it's Italian, yeah, right? Is that
Right.
Italian? Yeah.
Right. Well, all of a
Wonderful,
sudden,
happy.
that song just popped in my head out of nowhere. And I just started like singing that song. Not really the song, but that the chorus. And just so happy and excited. And I'm like, what does that mean anyway?
It means your shoes are successful. Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah. So it means flying, John. Flying.
Flying. Wow,
Oh
good for
my
you.
gosh. Yeah. See, these are messages. Just come out of nowhere. And my answers, I'm telling you, this eclipse thing for the 8th, we could be wrong, but let's assume that we're right and that everything that we want and we think about it, we're going to manifest. It's going to come into our view. It's just put in our hand. It's definitely that way for me.
I
Definitely
don't
that
know. I
way.
mean,
I'm so
why?
excited.
I mean, let's see.
Yeah.
You're in a 40% area. I'm in a 10% area.
What does that mean?
You get 30% more than I'm going to get then. Well, in the eclipse, the path of totality is way south of us.
It's energy. It's just the energy of it.
Know, but the energy is going to get blown off. I mean, I'm only going to get 10% of the energy. So you know,
No,
so far,
that's a
so.
limiting belief of the left side. Oh my God. Oh, there's science again. No, it's
Yeah.
an occurrence.
Well, it is an occurrence, all right. Yes, it is an occurrence.
You got to fill yourself up with excitement. I'm so excited. My chest is full, and I could just dance around the house right now.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Yeah, what the hell? Yeah,
Gosh.
well,
I'm serious. It's like, what?
I
What?
I know there's a lot there's a lot of stuff about this eclipse coming on,
I'm
right?
telling you, I'm so
Yeah.
excited. It just keeps coming, John. It just keeps coming.
Well,
I'm like,
I mean, yes, it
really?
does in your. I mean, yes, I see it. I see it. I don't know what the hell the eclipse has to do with it, but I see it. I mean, the eclipse is just a piece of physics, you know? I mean, the moon is going to pass in front of the sun, and poor bastards between Michigan and Mexico are going to get dark.
Huh.
But, you know, other than that,
That's pretty cool.
I don't think I'll even know the difference.
Right.
And you'll know the difference because you'll be dancing around the house, but that's a different involvement. That's a different involvement with the eclipse. I mean, you're going to try to get the energy. The energy. But I mean, the energy comes from the sun, right?
Yes.
Okay. And let's say the guy's in, let's say, I don't know, Carlsbad or someplace, Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay.
Yeah.
Little Rock's going to be in the total tally. Okay. If the energy is coming from the sun and the moon passes in front of the sun in its maximum totality, the energy goes to zero. From the sun, because it's being totally blocked, other than it'll warp around and come, there'll be a warp to it, but a little bit of a warp. So it's just the reverse of what people think, just the total reverse.
Okay. Solana. Meanwhile.
Say goodbye to the energy. And wear your jacket because you're going to get cold for a few minutes.
My gosh.
That's
Whatever all
just.
that, John. Whatever with all that, John. It's about anticipating all that is good and right in the world. We should be thinking. Be ready to receive. It's coming like crazy.
Well, I hope that. I mean, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because.
I just can't
No,
believe
I no, I know. I mean, I get the good stuff is happening. I get the good stuff is happening because it is. It's happening all around us. I mean, you and I are good examples. We're good
Oh, yeah.
examples of good stuff happening all around us. I mean, it's like dropping on us like Christmas ornaments, all the good
Christmas
stuff that's
ornaments?
happening. Well, I mean, yeah. I
Mm-hmm.
mean, I'm used to putting ornaments up and then have the dog knock them off or whatever, but. But yeah, it's great. I mean, and I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm not poo-pooing what we're doing, but you know what? It's like we're putting in a lot of effort too. I mean, none of this is because we sat staring at the sun. It's because we're working our ass off, especially you.
No, John, I can't agree. I'm loving my life. I literally, I'm I
Yeah,
can't even believe it. I'm just,
but you're
I
working. I
don't
mean,
know.
you didn't.
I know, but I work in a different kind of way. You know what I mean? I work in a different kind of way. It's all energy, like a different type of energy. I'm not like running around with a cut off.
No,
I
I know,
just.
but I mean, you don't get out of bed in the morning, make yourself a drink, and sit and stare out the window.
I kind of
And
do.
oh,
I kind of do. Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh my gosh. And, and I go to bed, and next thing I know, I mean, I got stuff coming to me that I did not expect in the middle of the night. And I'm like, well, there it is. There's my gift. And then I wake up this morning, and there's my gift. And I'm like, okay.
Did you notice I found my airplane on the internet last night when I was looking around? Did you see that? My old airplane? I sent you a
The picture
picture of
with
it.
you in front of it? Yeah.
No, not me in front of it, just a picture of the airplane. I found it. That's
What
current.
do you
That's
mean?
a current picture. That's my airplane today. It's somewhere in the Midwest. I found it on an
Oh.
aviation site. That's my old airplane.
All right, let me go back to this.
1131 Quebec.
Oh, I didn't pick that up. Let me see. My goodness, you sent me a lot of pictures. Okay, here it is. Oh. Okay.
That's the
That's your
airplane.
plane?
That's the airplane in the book. The Real
Oh.
Danger Destiny. That is the actual airplane.
How did you find
I went looking for it. I put in my N number to see if any if it
it?
come up, and it came up on an aviation site, a tracker site that tracks where all the N numbers are, and there it was, sitting in front of a hangar. It's in Kansas or someplace.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my airplane. I flew that all around. Retractable gear, Piper turbo aero, high performance. Cute little airplane, really. Six passenger plane.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel to find it?
It makes me feel good for the happy for the airplane. Looks like it's in pretty good shape, being well cared for. You know, got a nice fresh paint job on it. Got a nice spinner on the prop. Looks like the wheels are, the gears are okay. It's a neat airplane. Piper did a nice job on that airplane. But anyway, that's just, there it was. Boom. My old airplane. Found it. That's the one that blew the oil cooler over Mullen Pass. Or the
That's
one that I
cool.
flew into, Payne Field, trying to figure out how to look out the windshield.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a Someone is taking very good care of it, which makes me feel good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure somebody loves it.
Too bad about general aviation, because the planes, there's so much federal regulatory agencies now working against the airplane, the
Don, you should
general
let them know.
aviation. They should.
You
I mean,
should,
they.
you should, you should let them know. They would be really excited.
Let who? Well, you mean the current owners of the airplane that I found
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
You should. You should. Oh, it's gonna be so fun. That's how we love harder.
Well, maybe I should wait till the eclipse with
No,
more
now,
energy.
now. The energy is now. There's no time like the present.
You sound like Sean Carroll reading Something Is Deeply Hidden. I've been listening to his book. He's really good.
Yeah,
And
what's that?
he's animated like you are. He's animated, and he's great. I mean, I love to listen to him read because he's a great writer, he's a good educator, and he's a good reader. And it's wonderful. It's the book, the subtitle is Quantum Worlds and the Emergence of Space-Time.
Very
And
nice.
he's the many worlds guy. He's probably the king of the many worlds thing right now, where quantum fluctuation happens because there's multiple holographic images of ourselves going on forever, so that the probabilities can be more expansive. And I kind of want to believe that, it's I mean, if I can believe that, it's probably no worse than you believing that. You're gonna have a lot of energy on the eclipse, same kind of stuff.
I'm flying high right now.
I know you are.
I'm flying
Yeah.
high. I need to, like, Volare. I need to calm down.
Well, I think the Volare thing is related to the Italian shoe, don't you think? Don't you believe it?
Gosh, it could be. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you're all of a sudden in the Italian shoe business,
Right.
with your shoes and your, which I
Wow.
think, by the way, your shoe is really cool. I like it.
Thank you. I'm
Very
real
cool
proud of
shoe.
it. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah. I
Nice
can't wait.
job.
I can't wait to
Your
wear them.
design background is showing.
Oh.
All of your experience is showing
Thank you.
in that project, at least.
Yes, I've been getting a lot of good feedback. People love it, and they're like, "Wow, that's a classy shoe." I can't wait to make it for kids.
Well, that's kind of your deal. I mean, that's going to be really good for you.
Yeah.
This
God,
is the
I'm putting it in
adult
the
version.
air. I'm
Well,
putting it in the air.
yeah. I mean, ours. Well, I guess ours will come when you hit the breaker point. But yeah, they took the money this morning,
Good.
so the shoe is they're in
Awesome.
there. We're in the queue,
Yes.
and both pairs have been acknowledged by the Italian company that you're working with. So I think we're good. Think we're good. I can only
Thank
wait.
you. Thank you. It's going to be wonderful.
I might know what, I don't know what I'm going to do with the shoe, actually. I'm inclined not to want to try and wear it. I think I'll try and just sort of keep it,
Yeah.
like
I'm definitely going to do that.
that's Merrily's shoe right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get a couple of pairs and one to put in the case and then, one to wear.
Yeah, I do too, because I figure at the rate you're going on the happiness scale with wonderfulness, I've had this conversation this morning. I think that the shoe is kind of like buying into some kind of a, it's like, it's not cryptocurrency because that's bullshit, but it's like I feel like I'm buying a yet to be determined, but probably very valuable icon by getting an early model of your shoe.
Yeah, early. Right, early doctor. That's why, did you see my post about that book this morning?
No, I haven't seen your
Goodness.
post this morning. No.
Okay, well, here, let me just open it up real quick and I'll tell you what I posted. Facebook. I have it on
This is
my.
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Janelle says very expensive. Yeah. It's called Health and Light by John N. Ott.
I got it up now. I've got it now. Yeah. I just pulled it up.
$388. And then it says hardcover is $533, but used ones, they're even more expensive.
Well, what's the is this an Amazon ad? Is that Amazon? Where's he? He's getting $533 for a hardcover.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We've got to have the foresight to understand, where the thing is going, the value that it'll have. If you know, understand the value of it. I mean, like, I hate to refer back to the first Bible, but anybody who got in early, an early adopter of anything that turned out to be something, those people are lucky.
Well, sure. I mean, there's people that are in the business, that's all they do
Yeah,
is buy
right.
first editions. I mean, there are guys I know guys that have got first edition cars. They got a 12 bay car garage or a warehouse full of early, first edition this, first edition that. I mean, they do that. I don't do that. I just thought this was a great opportunity. I've always felt that you are personally a good opportunity for anyone. You just are.
Thank you.
And I think you're a good bet.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll take your shoes.
I have friends who are just like, yeah, give me that and I want it signed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
You
said,
know, and I
okay.
mean, I'm talking to Ross tomorrow about the watch.
Yes.
I'm gonna get number one.
Yeah.
There's no way you will not get in ahead of me on the watch. Not gonna happen.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I'm getting watch number one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. It's your watch.
It's your story.
I'm just thinking about it. I mean, even I don't know. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. What's to come? I know we're going to be surprised with Floppy. We're going to be surprised. Like all of a sudden, it's going to be like, hey, it's published. Huh?
Well, yeah, it'll take people a little while to read it, but I think it is, and more than likely it'll be on Audible right away, because I'm already on Audible with The Deal's Danger Destiny. So I think you'll hit Audible right away,
Yes.
and there'll be, and I think it'll be a huge success, because of your story, you know,
Right.
and so yeah, I mean, if you think about it. You know, I'm just an opportunist here. I mean, I wrote the story, and I know, you know, I know how we got to the story, but on this other stuff, I'm just running around with a net, you know,
Yeah.
catching the shit that's flowing off of you. You know, I'll take
Well,
one of those. I'll take one of those.
there's opportunity everywhere.
I know,
Exactly.
yeah. I mean, like you're King Midas, and I got a bucket. Waiting for the gold to jump up, you know.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. Years and years ago, somebody made a post and she said, yeah, everything you touch turns to gold. And
She's
I
right.
kept that. Yeah, I kept that, you know, and I'm like, huh, I wonder why she feels that way. Because this was a long time ago, years ago. And wow. Wow.
Well,
It's
when I first met you, this stuff wasn't going on. I mean, you had a lot of, you know, applied practice in your discipline, but this kind of stuff wasn't going on when I first met you.
what kind of stuff?
Well, just what's happening now,
No, I
this
need the
exciting,
frequency.
yeah. I mean, this is,
Because this is like, yeah, we're picking up speed.
yeah. So it's just a, you know, it's a. Phew. I've had this conversation with friends about you that don't relate. I mean, the conversations don't relate to you as a seer, as a fifth dimension walker. They don't see you that way. I mean, they don't know who you are yet at this point, you know. And I'm not going to try and educate them until they've read your story. But I've had the opportunity to see you. And if I put myself down as nothing more than an opportunist, not your friend, not anything, just an opportunist, you're a good bet. You're just a good bet. You know, if I was on Madison Avenue right now, working Wall Street, I was in a meeting, I'd say to my team, look at, why don't you look at this gal? Look at this gal, you know.
Well, you know, and that's the beauty of, I'm not going to say the 1%, but the people at the top. The people at the top understand these things. They see it and then, you know, they understand the opportunity. And it's a big time yes. Yes, we'll take that. Where, you know, those who are more fearful, you know, they wait and see what others will do. They'll wait
Yeah,
and see, right?
and as
It
soon, yeah, and they get nothing,
They get
because
nothing.
yeah, because the guys at the top are taking it off as quick as they can, you know. Yeah, right. That's why I ordered my shoes this morning. Right, right.
I'll take that.
I'll take that. In fact, I'll take two of those. And yeah, and the same with the book, you know.
Yes,
Yeah,
that's right.
I was thinking about sending you number one, but maybe I won't. Maybe I'll send you number two.
That's okay. As long as you sign it, that's all I care about. I
Anyway,
need a I need a dozen signed books.
the hats and the jackets and the, you know, and
Right.
stuff. I mean, it's just going to be NGC 234 is going to become, you know,
That's
street
right.
language. Street
Well,
language.
there's so much. I mean, it's so open to everything. And here's the benefit. Everybody benefits. It's not about me. It's about a reason to benefit. It's like if I were the golden goose, right? Everybody gets an egg.
Right.
And
Oh yeah.
it's like who, what is your business? What is your business? And use this for your business.
Yeah.
Maximize.
Yeah, you're just clucking around dropping gold eggs anyway.
Oh
Great
gosh.
visual.
Yeah. Right, exactly. But you don't want to kill the golden goose. You want to benefit from the
I got a little bag of grain over here. Yeah, I've got some grain over here for the goose.
Right.
I think, yeah, I just it's just a big winner. I'm talking to Ross tomorrow.
Okay.
He and I spoke, well, we were texting this morning,
Yeah.
quite intensely back and forth. And he now he has many, many questions. So
Yeah.
we will be talking in the morning.
Okay.
Or sometime tomorrow, anyway, just said tomorrow. So Ross is obviously now in the queue. And I think that's neat because he's an incredibly sophisticated watchmaker. And that's going to give your watch a very studied eye. And that's great. I love that. Whether we make it out of nylon or we make it out of stainless steel, it doesn't make any difference. It's going to be studied, well done.
And cool.
And cool. It'll be
Very
cool.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magical. Everything we touch is going to be magical. That's the power of love. I mean, huh.
I'm kind of going off into another direction now. We're not away from you, but what I'm trying to do now, frankly, is I'm trying to justify and take that advisedly, the word justify. I'm trying to justify the method of how you operate in not in classical physics, but in quantum physics. I mean, classical physics is our everyday world, but you have already jumped that. And
Yeah.
so you're also into the quantum world. And so you're well beyond Newtonian physics, classical physics. You are now an observation and an awareness. You've become an awareness for people. And that means that you are working in different kinds of fields. And fields, I mean, are systems, field systems. I'm tagging all this to how the universe actually functions. How everything, there's one frequency for the universe. People talk about all these frequencies up and down, but when you think about it, there's really one primary frequency. One frequency goes through everything. A through line for all of existence is one frequency. That frequency gets modified, but that is the frequency. And what I think's happened in your case is that through a great deal of self-discipline and who you are, and to be chosen because of where you got yourself, I think you tagged the prime frequency. And I think that's where you're going. So
So
this
oneness
is,
with God. That's what the Bible says.
well, I know. I mean, as a scientist, I got to put that aside. I mean,
Yeah, but as
I
a
don't.
scientist, I understand you're going to put it aside because it's religion.
Right.
But let's just look at common sense and what it means, and just say that the words say to those who do not love, do not know God. And think about how many people don't know what love is. This is why we're all running around not experiencing the oneness. There's an assumption of love without knowing. And that's, you can take that and put it up, prove it.
Well, I get that happy is quantifiable, all right? Happiness, you can
Okay.
quantify happy. I can wire you up and see you on an oscilloscope and know that under a certain set of frequency matches you're going to be happy. When I get the test data down, I can see you being happy on a screen. I can watch that happen. And I can watch you being sad. I can do all that. What I can't do is I can't do that from a distance. I have to have you wired up to do that. But in the prime frequency, you're in superposition with something that's out there. You have a position statement, a superposition, a quantum position with something else that's beyond my wires. That's what makes you magic, if that's the case, magic. Yeah, you are, and your magic in all the good, in all the good context, not the bad context. You're not bad magic. You're good magic.
Right.
You're
Definitely good magic.
you're good. You're good magic.
That's a goal.
Yeah. But I mean, I can say that with resolve as a person who doesn't believe it. I have no alternative but to agree with it. I have no option but to agree with it. And I don't believe any of it. And yet I'm forced to believe it. Okay? I mean, yeah, I am Mr. Skeptic.
I
I am
know.
Dr. Skeptic.
Jeez, do I
I'm
know?
doctor, you've got to be bullshitting me. You know, this can't be right. And yet, every time I turn around with you, I'm stuck every single time. You know, she's right. She did it again, you know?
Yeah, but
So,
and
yeah.
this is why I want so much for everyone else to experience the same thing. You know, and it's discipline. It's like, well, how bad do you want it?
I don't think it's discipline at all.
What do you mean?
I don't think it's fairy dust. I don't think it's discipline at all. You don't need any discipline to figure out who you are.
Oh, no,
It's
that's different. That's different.
okay.
Not about figuring out who I am. Discipline to become.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's what that just I mean your brain is capable of handling that. I mean you may fall off the wagon and not and do it wrong or you know become Flip Wilson and say the devil made me do it or something. But the point is you get it. You never don't understand it. You may resent it because who needs to be happy all the time, you know, if you're that kind of person. I'd rather be unhappy or something. Or I hate my life or my husband's a jerk or my whatever. But you don't require any effort. That's the, I mean, I just don't think you do. I mean, even the book doesn't require any effort. The book is, it's a seamless event. I mean, we've never talked about this before, but it's seamless. If you can read, if you can read, if you have cognitive, if any person who has basic cognitive ability doesn't put out any energy to become better because of you, it just happens. It just happens. Now, the energy that goes out might be my zeal to get closer to someone like you or to be more like you or whatever, but that's self-induced zeal. But for me to understand who you are and to practice who you are doesn't up my burn rate. In fact, it lowers it. It lowers my burn rate. I'm better off. From an energy standpoint, I'm better off doing you than I am not doing you. Because if I'm not doing you, I'm working in the left room all the time and I'm trying to crash out of those walls and figure out where the light is. And, you know, I'm ricocheting around looking for that. It's bad.
It's
If
bad.
I if I go into the right room like you describe it, you know, I have no problem. I'm weightless. I have ultimate speed. I have everything there. You see?
Yes.
You see? And
Volare.
I don't believe any. I don't believe any of that, and yet I can't deny it. You see, that's the crazy thing about it. I have to face the fact that it's all real. It's all real. And I say to myself, John, you don't believe this, do you? And I look my back at myself in the mirror. I say, you know, John, you know it's real. You know it's real. I say, this can't be real. This time, yes, John, it's real. You know it's real. I'll say, yes, I know it's real. And what's your problem? I don't know. I just, she's
Right.
real. She's real.
What's your
You know?
problem?
What's your problem, John? How don't you accept this?
All right.
But I do accept it, you see. I do accept it. I throw a blanket over my head with a flashlight and I accept it.
But yeah, but you see what your experience or what you're saying to me is this the transition, the transformation. You know, it's like you're once the observer, and that's okay. It's still okay to be you and observe, but you're getting closer and closer, and now you're having to accept it that it's true, and then to become it, because
There's a term that fits this called transmigration,
yeah.
which is the migration of souls between men and animals.
Okay.
If you believe, if you love your dog, if you love your cat, if you believe that the elk running through your backyard, like Brian, Shadow is out chasing bull elk yesterday in his backyard, and then stands there between them and looks at them like they're having this conversation. Transmigration is how that happens, how the souls spin between animals and man. So that, in other words, in that scientific term, your soul or your whatever it is that you've got there is transferable to the bird that's in the tree with you. And the bird knows that. And to the extent that you know that, you're both better off. Because and I think you learned that. I think that came to you naturally through intuition. I don't think that you had to learn that. I think that just happened. How close you are to your animals, how close you are to nature, trees, things like that. Kelly's that way too. Kelly's very close to nature. That's transmigration. That's a scientific term. And it's, you know, it can be sort of scaled off, worked out. That's the kind of stuff I do, you know.
Okay, so
And
in layman's terms, we're all one. When you start to recognize that tree and the animal and everything else has a soul. You know, we're all God. We're just here in different form. And you recognize the God in you and in me, there's a different type of respect.
yeah, but I mean, if I take it to the committee and say I have a research project in transmigration, I got their attention. If I we're all one and it's God, they'll say next.
Well, that's the
I'm
arrogance
stuck
of
there.
man. Yeah,
Of
I know.
course it is, but
Right.
I live in that world.
Right.
I live in that world. I live in the next world.
Yep.
So I to justify my study of you, I will do a research study on transmigration of souls between the bird and the bush and you. And I can push that through. I can get that done. Then I can get a non-believer to say, you know, he's got something here. Let's
Right.
test that out. Then they'll hire 25 people to go to the park next to your house and touch the tree and see if they can talk to a bird. Then there'll be 25 graduate students taking notes.
Imagine?
What's your project? It's called the Merrily Project. Really?
Well,
Codename
that would be
Merrily.
lovely. You know, that would really be lovely. It's fine until somebody finally wakes up and says, "Wait, why are we studying it? Why don't we just do what she does?" Yep. What are you doing again?
That's the beauty of the game of your book. That's the tragedy of life, frankly, of how we have got ourselves in this box of we are curious to a fault. And I guess in some ways I don't care, you know. At this point, I really don't care. But that's how it is. But it's fun. You know, I'm not gonna say that they're wrong either necessarily, because they have what those kind of people do. And I'm one of them, so that's how we do, is we cut a path. We help cut the path to the future by coming up with criteria to where I can say to a meeting, I can say to a gathering of contemporaries, we are satisfied that merely on this study, we're satisfied that Merrily can in fact touch the bark at an area that's 3.5 meters off the ground. And when she touches the bark, something happens because her eyes dilate. That's a scientific discussion about what's happening to you when you touch the tree. And then we can say, and one eye will dilate bigger than the other if the bird is blue in the tree. If the bird is yellow, or if it's a duck flying over, or if it's a gaggle of crows, if a murder of crows shows up, her eyes constrict immediately. And then they open up wider than before. We catalog all that and we write books about it. And we
Oh
think,
gosh. Oh my gosh.
And then the study becomes the Pavel Christanis crow, whatever it is, tail wagger or something, study. And we put a code to it in the Library of Congress. You're in the Library of Congress now as the Merrily study of dilation, the dilation study of Merrily based on crows. Da, da, da. Now, if I'm at Stanford and I want to learn about crows, I look it up. I'll look up a bunch of stuff. I'll say, the Merrily study on crow dilation of eyes on crow, whatever it is. Transmigration of crow soul to Merrily. Now I'll cite you in a paper. Now you become a citation. Merrily becomes a citation. Now the credibility of how good you are becomes how many citations I can get you in. Or get myself in or my paper in. Now, Merrily has been cited 400 times for the transmigration of crow souls when she's in a tree looking at bluebirds. Oh my God, this has got to be true. This is amazing. Look at this. This is all true. Now somebody calls you up. Merrily, would you be willing to come to Stanford and give a speech to the Association of Bluebird Crow Eaters? Yes, of course.
Oh my goodness.
That's how it grows. That's why science is good in its own way. Because it creates that, cuts that path where you could sit back and say, if you just read my book and did it this way, it'd be fine. But that doesn't satisfy the path. It doesn't satisfy it. You have to satisfy it with stuff. Pages and pages of stuff. Quantum data,
Well,
quantifiable stuff.
you know what?
Right?
I only have so much time here. I mean, it's great. Everybody else can do that, but I want to live my
Well,
life.
we serve as yourself. And I don't say you have to do any of this. There's a whole team of people doing this around you. You're the phenomenon. The phenomenon is what's being studied. You don't have to do shit. You just show up. You got the best job in the world. You do nothing but show up and say, and all you do is say, I'll have some more coffee. And yes, it works. Of course. Of course.
You know what though, you did say something. It'd be really cool if people were doing their dissertation on me. Like some kind of a study, some kind of a yeah.
You
Wow.
like that? You like that? Cool.
Yeah, I do. I
Well,
really, really
okay.
do.
Well, then you could be studied. Simple. I mean, it's not that tough. I think once the material gets out, I almost think it's going to be kind of automatic, really. Somebody is,
What a fun study. What a fun and worthwhile study. Yeah, somebody needs to plant that seed, John.
Oh, I think it's already planted. I think we just did it. But I believe that I think we would do, for example, you could do a qualitative dissertation. There could be a qualitative dissertation around you just based on your conversations. For example, it could take a graduate student could take this podcast, the 152 hours of podcasting, and put it into a some kind of a keyword reader and come up with all kinds of stuff about who you are based on keywords. And that could be the beginning of a qualitative dissertation. That's a roadmap about who you are from beginning to end. I think Linda Volpe, no, Linda Bloomberg, and I think Marie Volpe are the experts in that in someplace in the West Coast, maybe. So you
That's
see, I
fascinating.
mean, but it's all part of the process of justifying and proving that you're talking to trees. It's not good enough in this society to be able to say, or to say, other than in a bar someplace, merrily talks to trees. Ah, you know, yippee, so what? You know, can't do it that way. You have to become the irreducible mind where she does for the following reason, just like I just described. That's what has to happen. And it will. It will, just a matter of time.
But imagine all those
Because
students out there who are searching for something new to discover, to study, that's worthwhile, that's fun, that's exciting and long lasting, and be part of that group to write about the phenomenon. Wow.
well, but
That's
they could, you know, they could find that you, they could also find, you must be prepared to accept failure. Because
failure
if
in
you,
what?
well, because this, if, so if 25 students do their study and say, she's completely bogus. There's nothing factual about any of this. She's completely bullshitting us. The biggest mistake you would make at that point in science is to refute them and say you're wrong. You, at that point, you just simply acknowledge that their findings. Thank you very much for your research and move on. Otherwise, you kill yourself in the scientific community. You cannot dispute with anger people who, either on purpose or with malice or no malice, find you to be a fraud. You must let that go. You must let that go and let the thing come up on its own because there will be enough proof, finally. But don't ever go against the naysayers in science.
Are you quoting the
I'm
game?
talking. No, I'm not. Should I? Am I quoting the game?
That's one of the rules, not to defend
Okay.
yourself.
Oh yes, that rule. Okay. Well, that's okay. There you go.
There's no
I
reason to
mean,
defend myself. Anybody who can't prove who I am and what has occurred or what can occur, if they can't prove it, it's only because they're not doing it right. They are not becoming it. They're trying to disprove something.
but that's how it works. That's the whole idea. That's how you get to the right answer, is
Yeah,
they
but
try and call you wrong.
they the only way they can try and call me wrong is to put the game to the test. If they
Yes.
don't do that and they're only going to make assumptions about things, nothing. They have to become it.
You see, I'm the proof of concept for that whole idea right there. I
And
am the proof of concept because I think you're wrong all the time. You know.
right. Yeah.
And you're not, and you're not, you're right. You know, that's, I mean, this is why this podcast is becoming a comedy, actually. It's wonderful because it's, you're skewering me all the time, which is great. You know, this is just demonstrating how valuable you really are. Truly valuable.
Yeah.
But and I know all that stuff. I mean, I really know it very well. And I know that you'd, and I know you, and I know you'd prevail. I just know you would. It's almost like I don't want to do it because it's going to be too easy.
What do you
But,
mean?
well, I mean, you could, I could do a postdoc research study on you, but I just wrote a book for Christ's sake. I want a
Right.
little time to myself, you know. But, I could get a bunch of guys from the University of Washington come up and do a postdoc research. On your or Caltech, probably Caltech could do it. What's the nearest school to you anyway? Is there a school that's close to you?
Well, I mean, of course, there's
Hmm.
schools everywhere. I'm trying to think where, maybe San Diego State. There's Irvine. There's,
UC Irvine? UC Irvine, that's good. That's good. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, because they're technical guys. UC Irvine is, you know, like cr tractors and farmers and stuff. That's good. Yeah. We could do the River of Life with you with a bunch of members of the tribes. We could do nine tribes, River of Life.
Well, I'm hoping
Yeah,
that
it would
there's
be fun. We could do that. We could do it. We could do a research paper and have you published in Scientific American. Would that be fun?
sure.
Yeah, we'll put you inside of you, or you know, popular mechanics, which is becoming just as important, which is odd. Popular mechanics is publishing some really good stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I mean, the door is wide open. Because love covers everything, every topic. There's literally no limit to what we can do.
I could do a, we could do a subscript to the business of shipping. If you're a bulk common carrier crossing the Pacific and you want your crew to not mutiny halfway across, this is what you do. You become, make yourself happy with Marilyn. We'll play this book on the loudspeaker every day for 20 minutes or whatever, you know. All there. It's all there. You
That's
see, it's like the 400 billion copies of the Bible or whatever. Eventually, you will be everywhere. It's sort of written on the wind. Because you travel just like the wind blows through the garden. You know, the wind comes along, picks up the pollen, picks up the odor from the leaves or the plants, and carries it. And that's what's happening. Animals do, nature does that. You know, trees have odor, animals have odor, humans have odor. That's how we act and counter-react, is with odor. And the wind carries the odor, also carries the seeds and the bugs and the everything else to send the story out into the field and plant it again and again and again. So when you say written on the wind, that's exactly what's going on here. It's not a romance novel. It's you spreading the word.
Right. It's really lovely. I think, I mean, here we are in our own little world talking about these things, but it's so frustrating for me when I see, people like, for example, let me just change the direction a little bit. Somebody posted, name a book everyone should read. Okay, these obviously are not new posts, but I'm always curious to see what people put in here. And they're so old. Principles by Ray Dalio. The Alchemist. I mean, The Alchemist was a beautiful story, but it's not the answer. The Gap and the Gain. That's about the Bible. 12 Pillars by Jim Rohn. The Bible. The Compound Effect. The Illusion of Money is a good one that comes to mind. Okay. The Cell. Think and Grow Rich. 10 Times is Easier Than 2 Times by Dan Sullivan. The One Thing, Who, Not How. It's like these books are old. We need something more current, something that we could all jump on, and because clearly, even the value of these books, because they're all valuable, they help us. Even if they just give us one nugget, if you read it and you got one nugget out of it, it's like, okay, now you're moving forward in your life, and it's wonderful. But don't you want to do a quantum leap? It's time for a quantum leap. And that's where the game comes in. It's every page is going to get you so much further than you were before. Even Think and Grow Rich, that book has been overused and replayed so many times. And clearly, I mean, when you look around, like, what has it really done? Other than make the people who are, making a business out of that book money.
Well, if then I then if I were if I saw that post, I would probably say biostatistics for dummies. You know.
Biostatistics for dummies. Why?
Yeah. Well, because it would I would I that would be my way of addressing their selections.
Right.
Come on, you
But
guys.
then nobody would take it that way because it's
Oh no,
just.
then they
I
chase me around. They chase me around, you know.
don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that nobody cares.
They
No,
ignore me.
that's
They
right.
ignore
No,
me.
nobody cares what the other person puts down. It's like I'm telling you what I think is a good book, and then they just, make their post. Nobody's going to refute it. It's your opinion. But unless it,
How about the Idiot's Guide to Philosophy? How about that? Good. Yeah.
I guess you got to start somewhere. But my point is, there's the many, many, many books to read. Many. And you can start anywhere. And you know, there are people out there reading a lot of books. But if you want the quantum leap, you got to have the answer. And it almost sounds arrogant to say, oh, really? And you have the answer? Really? Yeah. Because love is always the answer.
Yeah, well, quantum is kind of a it's hard to throw quantum into literature. I think the people that are writing that stuff down are right where they belong, frankly. That's good. It's like a catch basin for dying fish or something. They'll be all right.
I'm not being bad about these books. You know, if they're valuable, let them live on. You know, that's the beauty of a book. Let it live on, and more people can read, like The Alchemist. You know, let more people know about Think and Grow Rich. You know, enjoy the journey. If that's where you are and you're just barely coming into view with these books, well then, you know, jump in and it's great. But what's current, what's now, and what is most valuable in my mind, because I've read these books, is what love is. Let's talk about love.
I think I well, of course you're right. I mean, you're honestly and you're honest and you're right. That's I find that heartwarming and also boring. Not that you're boring, but I you see you legitimately worry about these people, and I see them as slag. And that's because I'm probably a I'm probably not a good person when it comes to stuff like that. I run in a very high tone crowd, and we're stuck on ourselves. We are very impressed with who we are.
Well, what's unfortunate, what I've really come to accept is that most people are not decision makers. They cannot make a decision for themselves. They have
Right.
to be talked into it. They have to be shown success. They have to be shown the glitter and the proof and then this and that. They just can't recognize a good thing.
That's right. That's why there are only 4 or 5 billionaires on the cover
All
of
right.
your all the time, because they're there's those kind of people are quite rare.
Yeah.
Quite rare. I mean, I think you fit in there. What's beautiful about you, I think. And I'm playing a supporting, but I mean, I'm like Wozniak to Gates or to what's his name? Who was his? Was it Wozniak? It was Bill Gates's partner.
You're asking me? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, me as your walk around partner, in this adventure, or one of your partners at least, I think that you have to. I think people like you have to be gracious, because you're gracious. That's fine, but in that graciousness, you also have to. You must realize that you're not from the same cloth. You may have the same homeostatic balance in your body, but you're not cut from the same cloth. Your cognitive ability is so high that you just have to let these people flow like pebbles of the stream. They're fine, and they're going to go to God, and God loves them and whatever they're going to do, but that's not where you are. You're a gifted person, and you must rise. You just have to rise. Leave them behind. You just have to. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling your purpose.
Right.
The
That I
universe
understand.
has given you a
Yeah.
purpose here, and if you fuck it up, then you've missed it. You've missed the
Right.
boat.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I actually wrote a book. I mean, not a book. I think it was a post Is it a post or a story? I think it's a post about being gifted. You know what that really means. You know, people say that you're gifted. And from my perspective, I am gifted. And what I mean by that is we come back to the beginning of this show or our talk. In the beginning, we were talking about how excited I was, you know, for this whole eclipse and how everything is just happening and coming my way. And this, it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. I'm gifted all the time, you know, with every penny, with every occurrence that just it comes out of nowhere. And it's a gift from the tree.
You
And
see, I
that's how
love
I.
being the inquisitor to your gift. I love that position. You know, I'm like the guy in the robes, the inquisitor, in the hall, where you are about to be burned at the stake as a heretic. You know, and I'm the judge. And in the 11th hour, when in my heart of hearts I know you're right, but for societal sake, I have to do the right thing and burn you at the stake. You know, a flash of light comes into the courtroom and burns up my desk and turns me into a dog or something. You know, that's what's going on. You have the power of the holy order behind you. And I am a sympathetic inquisitor. So it's good that you always win, but you're winning fair and square,
Yes.
don't you think?
100%.
And I am a sympathetic inquisitor at this point because I don't do you, I'm not trying to harm you ever. If I ever do harm you, it'll be a mistake. I'm trying to better understand how you got where you are because you're elevating almost at a hyper speed. You're going and going and going. You're becoming almost transparent. So that's really quite a phenomenon that maybe hasn't been around here for thousands of years. You know, maybe that's what's happened. And I think we address that. I do talk about that in the book, who you are and my perception of you, because I've been, you know, just because. And so that's you're a high value target, all right? I'm a low grade inquisitor. You're a high value target. And it makes you from a scientific point of view, it makes you clinically interesting. It does, because you've so incredibly unusual. So you're clinically interesting. So you are qualified to be studied. So that as long as you can tolerate it, you can be studied.
What would that entail?
Well, mostly, I mean, if it's going to be qualitative, it'll be interviews. It's quantitative, and it's going to be, you know, wires, numbers, and charts. The wires, numbers, and charts come later anyway when the data is extrapolated. But what it would become is it become an analysis of everything about you that's been said, and then looking for keywords. In other words, what words do people say repeatedly about you, what's the dominant thing there, and so forth and so on. That's how they would start to kind of get you into a matrix, sort of a rubric, the rubric of Mirali. What is this? Because you'd become a phenomenon. You'd be a phenomenon. You already are, but I mean, you'd be an official phenomenon.
You know what's interesting about that to me is that I have witnessed and I hear others talking about or complaining about, you know, their material, their intellectual property being stolen and then repackaged and sold and, you know, whatever it is that the scuffle is. And I see my stuff come up. My like word for word, you know, and it always takes me back. And I think to myself, do they know? Because they don't give credit where they heard it from. So I dismiss it. And I think to myself, well, you know, maybe it's not an original thought, Marilee. You know, God lives in all of us. And maybe it came to them too. So I just let it go. And I always think, you know, one day the truth is going to be known because all of my words are out there. And so if I ever get to that point where people are studying, they're going to know where it came from first.
Well, that's all true.
And that's why there's, yeah, not worried about it. I'm just not worried about it. You know, what is the worst that could happen? People get better, people get happier, healthier.
Well, you don't want a scientific, you don't want you don't want to become so analyzed that you lose track of the original goal, which is to turn society around. So you want to keep your goal there. It could be that you're better off. It could be that all this is for naught, and that Floppy Feathers becomes a bestseller, and the whole world knows about you at the common man level. And then if somebody wants to do a study on you, a God Is Not Great study by Richard Hawkins or Dawkins, or Christopher Hitchens, then that'll be an ad hoc. That'll be a side hustle to who you really are. And I think all that kind of stuff will come in its own due time. I think that you're going to become like the women who march on Versailles, because there'll be a whole bunch of people wearing your tennis shoes, a whole bunch of people wearing your jacket, a whole bunch of people wearing your watch, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people, and you'll become an army. A force multiplier
I hope so.
of good.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And you're gracious enough, so I think that'll work out. In the meantime, people like me can play with you, like you're the bright and shiny object. In my world, you're the bright and shiny object. If I were a crow, I'd be throwing you up there all the time, catching you.
Speaking of crows, I think that my crows are definitely trusting me more. They
Well, that comes as no surprise.
yeah. I mean, what began as random birds, they started to notice me because I would feed them, right? And then they would follow me. They would understand, where I live, and it's like, we're going to eat. And then they would listen to me when I said, okay, come on, because I'm away from the house. And it's like, come on, let's go get a snack. And they would follow me. But yesterday, that crow came close enough to me knowing I would not hurt him. And I'm like, wow, you really trust me now. Yeah.
So within 23 inches or within 30 inches, crow came that close.
I don't think that close, not that close yet. But I mean, closer than they would have ever. They always eat in the trees and they want to make sure that, we're not around, and then they'll go and fly and get whatever the goodies are.
Yes.
But not with me there.
Right.
And
That's.
yesterday I was there and he didn't care. And within feet of me, he didn't care. He was just gonna get his walnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a step in the right direction from a research perspective. If you can get the crow to eat out of your hand, you've done a good job. Because the crows, inst animals seem to instinctively understand what the reach is of a predator.
Yeah.
Like an alligator will or a snake, diamondback will strike at 50% of his length. Crows know that. They know that you've got a 33-inch reach. A feral cat won't get within 33 inches of your hand, because they know you've got a throw with that 30-inch throw. Crow knows that too. So if you get a crow coming in pretty close, then you really have achieved this communication with that species. And that I don't find that surprising at all. I think because of how you portray the do no harm part of your love, I think that the animals are picking up on that. And I think people like you, Kelly, Jacqueline, you are very sensitized to nature, and you realize it, and that there are no. People like you understand that there are no laws of nature. Nature is habitual. And this habituality of that bird is coming into you. It's not that that bird is not following a law. That bird is following a pattern. Well, those are not laws, those are patterns. That's a matrix. And you're skillful at that. I mean, you're right now you're probably the America's best example of how to walk with the trees. And I think that and I've got a friend in the desert who could meet you, and she would you and she could revolutionize everything in terms of, you know, Kelly's ability to talk to rocks and cactus and whatever. But I think it's a learned thing that you've got. I think it's a thing you portray. I think it's coming to pass. People need it. People need you right now, just like they needed Roadhouse. Men needed Roadhouse, and people need you. Interesting how those two things are coming together at the same time.
But how long will it take for them to realize it?
It's not important, you know, because time is a perception. Time is not on your wrist or on your wall. Time is a perception. So it doesn't make any difference. It's a non-starter. To the extent that you exist, it works. That's all. And the good news is you're going to exist forever, which works even better because of the block universe theory. You're the traveler. Everything you do is there, will never not be there. Everything you and I have said, done, experienced, whatever, hasn't gone away. It's still there.
When
Einstein said it first, you know, when I don't look at the moon, I presume it's still there, you know.
Well, when I in the morning when I get my coffee and I stare out my window, I think about, just how unfortunate it is that so many people are in pain emotionally, physically, psychologically, because it all goes together. One rolls right into the next, and if you want healing, it's like the answer is here. And they don't know it. Some people, they absolutely don't know it. They're still waiting. They're waiting for the arrival. And then those who maybe are aware of the arrival don't see it. They don't have the eyes. And it's hard.
It's probably that's my category right there.
What?
I'm not waiting for the arrival. I think it's here. I think I'm talking to it. I think I'm talking to it right now.
Yeah, but a lot of people talk to it and they don't see.
Well, I'm smart.
You are smart. You are very smart. Yeah, that's
Right.
and I'm lucky to have you, John. I really am.
Well, that's thank you. I think we both benefit from knowing one another. I don't feel like you owe me anything because I'm smart.
No, you're a blessing. You're a gift.
Yeah,
You're a
right.
gift to me. All right. Well, thank you for all that and all of your support and love and everything you said today. Just to lift me up and
Yeah,
believe in me.
pretty full day. Yeah, pretty full. I mean, it's all true. I mean, it's all true. We get a lot of science today, and a lot of stuff about, you know, how to figure out who you are. But I guess that's how we roll, you and me, right? Never know what the hell we're going to say.
No, we never know what we're going to say. Never know. But one thing I do know is that there's something happening right now that's beyond our control. We're not pushing anything, but the universe is definitely working in our favor. And, anybody can testify, anybody who's done anything, it's like you have to start from the top. That's how it trickles down to everyone else. You start from the bottom. It's like you're just digging and digging and digging. It's so hard. So you have to make a bigger splash. It's just the way it is. You've got to be that star in the sky to get people's attention. You can't be the rock under the ground that's saying, "Hey, look at me, look at me." You can't.
Well, we have it. They both talk to each other in the quantum sense of that frequency. The rock is talking to this guy.
I know, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, follow my analogy. I'm just saying that from somebody's point of view, anybody who's trying to accomplish anything, okay, I'm saying that it gets easier when you're shooting for the stars than you are trying to make your way through the people, because most people don't have vision or decision-making skills. They don't have discernment. And it may seem arrogant, but this is how the opposition has taken control over all of us, because they are the star in the sky, the shiny objects for everyone to follow. That's how
Well,
it's done.
you're right, but I made that statement in Civita di Bagnoregio in Italy one time to Ostra, who was the dean of the architecture school of the University of Washington. At the I was at the Fiat Villa for a meeting, Fiat family, and Ostra and I had an argument over style and design. And I was arguing for the
Yeah.
stars, and she jumped me. God, she jumped me hard. She said, "It's you've got to build a foundation. You've got to get down to the dirt, and if you don't build a good foundation, your entire structure will collapse." And
Okay.
yeah.
That's true. And but we're not talking about the same thing. This isn't communication. We're talking about different things. So of course we have to have the foundation. For me, and we're going to use me as an example because I've been the topic. I didn't worry about pushing the envelope with everybody in the, for all this time. It hasn't been for the stars. It's literally been about creating a foundation in me. Who am I? That's my rock solid foundation. Without that foundation, shooting for the stars means nothing. It's all built on sand. This is
Yeah,
true.
that was Ostra's position.
Right. Okay. So now that we understand that, what I'm saying is once the foundation is solid, okay, valuable, you don't start at the bottom. You've got to shoot it up to the stars. You literally have to go to the decision to accomplish anything. Because if you keep trying to appeal to the masses, you're nothing. Those people don't make decisions. They can't even de make a decision to buy a book.
Well, that's it. I mean, that yes, you're right, but that's a tactical decision. I think that becomes intuitive for people that rise automatically because they know how to keep rising. You just do. You seek the level where you have competence. You just seek that level, and you just keep going. The only time you go backwards is if you go to a family meeting.
Yeah,
You
that's
know.
true. That is true. God. Oh gosh, I think anybody can relate to that. And you know what? And people, yeah, don't let it get you down, that's not going to be your support. Which is funny because if we believe that you're nobody in your own camp, right? We've accepted that. However, when you look at let's say the book or the shoes or anything else, testimonies, things like that. It's like, well, okay. Or network marketing is a perfect example. Network marketing, once you have gone through all your friends and family to get to buy your product, now what are you going to do? Most businesses die because
That's right.
you've run out of
Yeah.
people.
Right. The support system has been used up. Yep.
But do you see how there's two philosophies and both of them are correct? The one philosophy is that you're nothing in your own camp. They don't believe in you. You're not going to get the support. from your own friends and family because they know who you really are. But on the flip side, once you're done getting the support from your friends and family, your business will die.
Unless,
Well, of course, there's an unless you're able to,
yeah,
appeal to other people. But what I'm saying is
right.
that how can we believe that nobody supports us in our own camp and also believe that it's only our camp that will support us?
Well,
This is how our perception of love and life is twisted. We ride the fence on two different philosophies. We believe both are right. And this is why we can't get it right. This is like living in both rooms. You can't ride two horses for both love and money. And everything, any discussion we have on any topic is going to have that same example of how do we believe those two things are true when they're opposite. This is how we lack communication skills. Two people are talking about two truths, fighting for their own truth and fighting each other instead of understanding why they're different.
yeah, but see, from as I listen to you talk, after studying business for 17 years, I just see it as market evaluation. And I mean, you have to do a, that's just what it is. I mean, you have to understand the market. And your family's not part of the market. They're just your
No,
family.
okay. I understand that. But we're not talking about naming that. We're talking about psychology, the psychology of just the human experience. When we talk to each other, we don't communicate because both of us are right. One person says you don't get respect in your own camp, and the other person says, after you're done getting the respect, or not respect, but the support from your own camp, now what are you going to do? So both arguments are correct. And some people will fight to the death on their podium going, I'm right. No, I'm right. And you're not communicating because you're not hearing that you're both right. You're just, it's a different point of view on the same. Not on the same topic, but from a different application.
Well,
It's
yeah.
right? It's a different
Yeah. I'm
application. You
not, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I
well,
mean,
that right there is what I'm saying when it comes to love, the idea of love. It's always divided, and we have to understand the moment it's divided, it's no longer love. However,
explain that.
okay. Once it's divided, it's no longer love because love is whole. It's one thing. However, how can that be true when I, in all of my talks, have been saying, right room, that says it's there's something that's divided. How can both be true? This is how we get everything twisted in our mind and we can't land on the truth because we're not understanding what is being said. So love cannot be divided, meaning that the illusion of division between me and you is the physical body. This is me and that's you. Keep yourself on that side. We're divided. There's no such thing. There is one soul, one energy, one love going on here. How we decide to exhibit or how to behave is our own, it's our ego. It's how we've learned to get along in this world. That's the division. And that's where the left and right room come in. How are you behaving? Because there's no separation. What separates us is the physical and the ego. So we're not trying to apply it to, a name, a label. It's about understanding how our limitations evolve by not understanding the communication. Where is the application? What does that apply to?
Yeah, I mean, intellectually, I get what you're saying, and it's, I mean, it's spot on. It has to be correct because I mean, you can apply that to anything. I mean, you can apply the analogy to almost to the universe,
Right.
and how you're gonna operate within the universe. I get that, and I think the practical flaw in that process is just simply on Main Street, where businesses in my world fail routinely. Small businesses fail routinely because they have a good idea to open up a candy store, and nobody knows, anything about candy or what the market is. This is a whole different thing, but I remember one time doing aerial studies. This is in the retail side. We did aerial studies of a city to see where to place a particular retail store, and we found out where the high traffic was. We knew right within 100 feet where we want to have our store, until we figured out that that traffic was transit traffic going from one building to the next on a job situation. It was not retail store traffic. But we couldn't figure that out in the aerial photograph. And I think that there's the oneness in the universe, the whole oneness business, is that would just be a factor within what we're talking about. The how you and I operate in this, we're almost operating in perpetuity, because we have come to know, you and I fly together almost like crows, flying. We almost finish each other's sentences, and yet we don't. We don't. And I think the last, what, 80 minutes, we've just demonstrated pretty conclusively that we are two completely different people, and yet we're cooperating 100%.
Right. That
And
cooperation.
so, yeah.
Cooperation is what's missing. That's the key word.
But, yeah,
Co
yeah.
cooperation, meaning if we go back to my example, saying how could we not be respected in our own camp and yet only be supported by our own camp? How can both of those be true in the argument? Cooperation. We have to seek to be agreeable. How can I see your side and without, feeling like I'm letting go of my truth? Because they're both right, and it's a different application.
Well, but you're giving a charming example, a philosophical human condition example, and while you're giving it, I'm giving it the Harvard Business School treatment, which is, you're just stupid. Not you, but the situation is just dumb, because I would then look at that as protecting. To make the right kind of a decision in the left and right room, you have to have some kind of a analysis of what's going on in both rooms, then make a decision, and then you take that with you, whatever you are. I mean, you and I have analyzed each other at a deep level, and follow each other, haven't we? Sort of.
I think we know each other well.
Yeah, and so we follow each other's advice. We take those examples, right? I mean, it's like you said yesterday. You call me the boss. You're the boss, and I said, until I asked you a question. Of course, I understand
Yes.
the whole paradigm changes. Yeah.
I love you. That's a great answer.
We're way over the hour.
Okay.
I love you too.
I'll see ya. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.